And welcome to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. Great to have your company. Heard right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. And heard first on 2SER in Sydney. If you're in lockdown, I'm with you. I feel for you. We're going to be together and share a wonderful hour of music. And of course, listening to the radio is a great way of feeling connected. And I hope you do. You can always connect by sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Chimes at 2ser.com. And I always give you a hello. And I'll even give you a shout out if that would help. I've got lots of great music. If you know the song that we use for our theme, which is actually called Chimes by a great band, obscure to some degree, originally from Tassie, moved to Melbourne, called The Oddalites. And in their song, they have a line that says, "Let those Rickenbackers ring." That's what this show is all about. That's why I've even used that theme, because the guitar sound is what I'm aiming for, and the story behind that song, or part of the lyric anyway, takes us on that journey from, as I've often said, from the birds to the bats, all about guitar music. Great sounds for you. Play you some old ones. We'll start off with some classics, in my opinion anyway, and I'll play lots of great new music. A couple of great new songs out of New Zealand. I'm a big fan of the music out of there, of course, from back in the day of the Flying Nun label, but that doesn't mean there isn't great new music coming out of New Zealand. We'll explore some of those. Great new single from The Umbrellas and lots more. But let's start with this group. Look, I love Moose. I don't know how well you are entwined to their music. One of the early bands that got sort of dubbed shoegazers, because they were a shy bunch of young men looking down at their feet, looking at their guitar pedals, I guess, to not really looking or engaging with the audience. And that's where, one of the writers and either Melody Maker or New Music Express decided that all guitar bands with this wall of noise sound, they all had this particular feeling to them. But Moose were really, really great. They ended up going in a bit of more of a country path. But this is their very first single and is still one of my favourites. It's such a good song. This is Suzanne. We'll be right back. Spoken on this program many times about the power of REM and those early heady days where Michael Stipe's vocals were slightly unintelligible just for me. Moments, I think it's my real connection to loving American music because I'd had a long sort of connection to jangly stuff. This is when I was sort of really madly buying records. And it was, you know, I'm pretty certain REM were one of the early bands that sort of swung me over to the American side from their classic album Life's Rich Pageant, which in recent years has had a revamp as a double package with lots of demo tracks. The track Cuyahoga and Life's Rich Pageant is one that I've sort of gone back to in recent years because it's one that I'd sort of forgotten how much I loved it at the time. Just chock full of great songs. And that one, of course, one of the songs written by Bill Berry, Mike Mills, that had a very environmentally conscious leaning to it, written about the Cuyahoga River in Ohio. Beautiful song, great song from one of the great bands, REM. We started with Moose, and that is from their very first EP, as I said, on a little label at the time called Hut Records. And Hut Records gave us the early recordings of Verve, as well as another band, Revolver, and their song Heaven Sent an Angel is a shoegaze classic. I'll have to play it for you on another edition of Chimes. That's the name of this program, heard first on 2SER and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now, thanks to Mark, because a group that I've loved over the years out of Melbourne, whose album that came out in 2016 called Perks, called Red Spencer, I'm back with a new album that it only just dropped recently, last couple of weeks ago. And did I remember that it was coming out? I don't know. But Mark said, hey, you love Red Spencer. Have you heard it? And so thanks, because I'd totally forgotten about it. Jumped online, grabbed it in a digital form because I'd love to buy more vinyl, but just don't have room. It is available as a record. I'm going to let one of the purchasers of this record, if you go to Bandcamp, you can read it, but it just says it's a big step forward sonically. Relevant lyrics, and it feels like home. Such an amazing new facet to this band's developing sound. Well, look, they have a really fantastic sound already, but I agree with Phyllis Shine that this is a top-notch release. It's one of those records I only sort of got into it in the last week, but it means I want to spend more time with it, and I hope you're going to enjoy it as well. Have a little listen to this, because this is a really, as I said, great slice of a current Australian pop. This is Red Spencer with Once More.
Andy, he draws all the skies. He doesn't care, no, he gives not one whit. Call out the gods, baby, this doesn't fit. This town is too small. This town is driving me wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave here today. Neanderthal brains, they can't quite comprehend. Someone is different, so you must pretend to be what you're not, so that you can fit in. Give up that game, baby, don't let the wind. This town is too small. This town is driving me wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave here today. But you're not. They try to describe you, but what have they got? Nothing to say, no ideas at all. Clueless as usual and crying for a fall. This town is too small. This town is driving you wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave.
Great new EP has just come out from Phil Sutton. And Phil Sutton's, the first time I encountered his music was as Pale Lights, who have released a couple of singles, a great album a couple of years ago. But he's still making fantastic music. He's also played as a part of Comic Game. But his latest project is a solo one, Love Burns. And he has a new EP out called She Will Leave Unless. And I played for you the track Say What You Mean. On this are a couple of fantastic musicians. Kyle Forrester, who sort of like a gun for hire in Brooklyn. And in recent times, he has teamed up with Gary Olson of Ladybug Transistor to flesh out that project. And both Gary and Kyle contribute to this latest EP of Phil's, which just gives it an extra bit of a bite. Say What You Mean from Love Burns. Only three tracks, but if you head to the Bandcamp site for Love Burns, you'll find more tracks there. That's a newie, as is the latest from Red Spencer. 12 tracks that are just really, really top-notch. Will be high up in my end-of-year list of great jangly pop from this wonderful Melbourne band. Dreamworld is the name of the album. I played for you the track once more. This is Chimes, heard first on 2SER right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network.
Would you like Kylie Alder singing on your next single? Due to the COVID-19 lockdown, we've extended our deadline for our Kylie Alder song competition. So if you have a great boogie, soul, funk or disco sounding track, head over to 2SER.com/KylieComp to enter, and you could have your next song pressed to vinyl with Kylie as the vocalist. Brought to you by 2SER, Groove Scooter and APRA AMCOS.
Hi there, this is Stuart Coop from Dirt Music. At 2SER, we're doing our best to keep you company during lockdown. So stay safe, look after yourself and each other. And of course, music is the best antidote to everything that's going on at the moment. You can tune into my show on 107.3 FM on Saturday afternoons between 1 and 3 o'clock. Or of course, you can listen on demand at 2SER.com.
Okay, I'll give you some, there's quite a few tracks coming up on the show that are quite short and sharp, and sometimes that's a lot of fun. I mean, pop music, I guess, headed towards the three-minute minute mark of perfection. But of course, there are bands that write great pop songs that go 5 and 6 minutes, and there are some that just bang them out really fast. One of the great bang them out really fast bands, one of the great punk bands that was so clever and had such catchy sonics to their sound, Wire. Now, I remember hearing Wire, and there was a great special on the old Double J, it would have been at the time, where they, basically, I'd never heard them, and such was the impact on myself. I just hopped on the train the next day, went straight into the city, and I don't even think it was Waterfront Records. I think I went and bought their album 154, which of course hadn't been mentioned in this special, just blew my mind. So yes, I was late in a sense coming to the Wire party, but boy, what a great lot of songs there are. And of course, all their albums have been reissued. Pink Flag, an absolute classic. I'm taking this, I sort of, again, fell over an old CD and it reminded me I needed to play you some Wire. It's a compilation called On Returning 77 to 79, and it basically mines their three classic albums with a couple of, there's a extra long version of, or the 7-inch version of Outdoor Miner, which sort of added an extra bridge and chorus. But the track I want to play for you, which is short, sharp, and very, very sweet, this is Wire with Dot Dash.
Loosening my grip, be sure to tread carefully, steering a passage, planning a line. Cuts a gunfire, crossfire, for great acceleration, skidding but the expression remains man. Radio for all, radio, I'm still in control, understand, I have movement.
Dot dash, 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 flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash.
Turning round across the street, no rest in grace with sustained leisure, caught in death, so will I lose.
Dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dip, flash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot dash, dot crash, dot crash, dot crash, dot crash, dot crash, dot crash, dot crash.
Get out of there, oh, quizás, ropa, ropa, tu
Well, if you thought Wire's song was nice and short, what about Davila 666? That is a killer song that came out on their debut release. And they were from Puerto Rico. I think they sort of went quiet for a long time and emerged just a couple of years ago with a brand new album. How did I hear about this? Well, firstly, it's on a really great label called In the Red, which at the time this came out, there was a lot of talk on a lot of blogs about what they called new weird punk, which I thought was a bit of a strange sort of genre category. But it was, you know, I guess, a bit like Wire. It was intelligent punk music that had a bit of a, it wasn't all just sort of full throttle. There was a bit of thought that went into it. And when you listen to the whole album from Davila 666, you had everything from the Stones to the Stooges to Spaceman 3 to Velvet Underground, all through the white noise lens of Jesus and Mary Chain. But that track always, probably the one I just listened to over and over, Kizas from Davila 666. And it was even shorter and sharper than Wire's Dot Dash from their very first album, but on Returning as well. Yes. If you haven't really explored Wire, do it, because they never cease to make you feel good, I reckon, anyway. Well, that's what I reckon. I can only recommend things, and then you can decide whether you like things or not. This is Chimes, and that's what I do. Play you the best in guitar music from across the ages. Now let's come screaming into 2021. And I love music from New Zealand. Of course, I love the bands that really enamored me to that country through the mid-80s, the Chills, the Bats, the Verlaines. But I keep my ear out because often you'll hear the little changes. It's often those little progressions that just, to me, just feel like New Zealand. They're just a little bit different. You don't hear them in a lot of other bands. And the single I'm going to share with you now is the musical project of Katie Everingham, who has played in a couple of other bands as well. They're from Auckland, her four-piece ensemble called Dateline, and this is their latest single, which has, I guess, as I said, it's a little bit gritty, it's a little bit noisy in that sort of 90s sense, but it's, for me, an absolute ripper. They've got a new album coming out next year. They've had a couple of singles leading into this. I think their last one scooped them some kind of award in New Zealand, and rightly so. When you listen to this, it's a beauty. This from Dateline is Dumb for My Age.
Thank you.
This is Chimes. I went down the rabbit hole this week, and I do it as much as I can. The only problem is when I do it, I lose time, and I suddenly realise I've probably lost a few hours sleep. I start early each day. But the other evening, I went down the New Zealand rabbit hole, and I was jumping around from band to band, and I stumbled across the music of Shannon Georgia Peterson. All one word, but that is a full name. She is a really great songwriter. I hope you like that song, Home Again 4, a song that makes very clear references to COVID within its lyrics. And she's a part of a couple of groups, Fruit Juice Parade, it's a duo, and Sport Dreams. I then went and started listening to all her music. I really, really like what she's doing. Got a great sound. Shannon Peterson. You can drop the Georgia if you want to just be a little less formal. And a few things of her up on Bandcamp. That's the single Home Again 4. Check out more of her work, because as I said, I was really impressed by what I heard. We started out with another New Zealand track from Dateline, and the track Dumb for My Age, a track all about trying to be an adult and trying to go about things the right way, but still feeling like a bit of a kid and an imposter underneath it all. Hey, guess what? I still feel like that, and I'm getting ancient. Well, kind of, I guess, depending on where you are in the timeline. I don't feel any age, really. But maybe that's what old people say. This is Chimes. All the details for this. I was about to say all the details are up online. It should be, but I just sort of run out of time. I'm pretty busy these days. Maybe I need to outsource my playlist to someone who has the time to make them. You're listening to Chimes right across the country too, thanks to Community Radio Network, whether you're listening in Cairns, whether you're listening in Tassie, you could be listening in Taree, lots of great places down in the Southern Highlands, one of my favourite spots in New South Wales, wherever you are, and you may be in lockdown, and if you are, I'm thinking of you. Stay sane, reach out to friends, and listen to Chimes and lots of other great music programs. Hopefully they will help you on your way. And have a little bit of a dance too if you want. There's nothing wrong with that. A group I really love that are back. They've already released one single from their soon-to-be-released album. They're called The Umbrellas. And you may or may not have heard their earlier singles out on the Slumberland imprint, a record label that's been going for so long and keeps delivering. And it's impressive if a label can release, you know, over the course of, say, 3 or 4 years, a string of fantastic releases. But to be able to do it consistently for 30 years, I think is a real achievement. Anyway, The Umbrellas have their debut album out soon, I think. I'll have a look while the song's on. I should have had that in front of me, but for some reason the website crashed. So, you don't want to hear that. You just want to hear the song. This is The Umbrellas and Near You.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3. FM, DAB, on demand, live stream and app.
There is a ripper of an Aussie song from a great man with a deep pop sensibility, Bart Cummings, and his group Girl of the World, and a track of their Circus. He was also the founding member of the Cat's Meow, who I absolutely loved. Such gentle, gorgeous pop, probably more revered in the US, where there was sort of the latest wave of sort of twee pop at the time than from Melbourne. Melbourne always, for my money, has had the sort of the stamp on that sort of gentler edge, Sydney being a little bit rougher and tougher, perhaps. But other than the Cat's Meow, he also was a part of Hydroplane, Pencil Tin, the Shapiros, a pop legend in my mind anyway, and has released a great album. The last that I remember was Barton Friends, that came out on the Lost and Lonesome imprint. But that track from Girl of the World, I should play you just a special of, we could fill up a whole show of chimes with Bart's music, Circus. We started with the Umbrellas and Near You, and I said I'd tell you a little bit more about them. From San Francisco, a four-piece jangle pop group, have a new single from their soon-to-be-released album. They're called The Umbrellas. It's a self-titled album, which is, I guess, a pretty good thing to do when it's your first release. I played for you their brand-new single, Near You, and I hope you liked it a lot. This is Chimes, heard first on 2SER and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. Now to one of the great bands out of Sydney that they jangle a bit. They're probably a bit more punky, but, you know, given we've already played Wire and Davila 666, I think they absolutely have a place on this program. A group that formed in Sydney in 1983. I remember going to see them play at West Ryde. There was a venue there, and someone will remember what it was called. I don't. I didn't go a lot to it. It might have been was it the Family Inn? Something like that. And I remember it was probably the only time in my life I went to a concert and I had to leave because the Screaming Tribesmen played. And from the very first guitar that came out of the PA, it basically felt like someone was shoving a needle through both my ears. And I tried to stay for a bit and I thought, I'm going to actually lose my hearing if I stay. So I had to leave. But prior to the Screaming Tribesmen playing were the Happy Hate Me Nots. And they were so good. I'd already fallen in love with their very first single, and I still have a copy of it called You're an Angel, which came out on the Waterfront record label. Yes, I speak of Waterfront in very hushed and revered tones, one of my favourite labels, one of the great record stores in Sydney. If you never got to go there, I wish you could have. If I had a time machine right now, I'd say, hop on in with me. Let's beat COVID. Let's go back to a beautiful time in Sydney where you can go and buy records that are much cheaper and chat to some people who know all about music and are very helpful. There, you would discover this great single. Let's hear it now. This is the Happy Hate Me Nots and You're an Angel. there's a group that probably don't go back quite as far as the Happy Hate-Me-Nots, but certainly a band who have been around a very, very long time in the Orange Peels. And Alan Clapp was a part. Yeah, they're sort of not far off, because Alan Clapp had a single out on, I can't think of the name of the label now off the top of my head, but it was in the mid to late 80s. He was sort of the first wave after the C86 crew. So Happy Hate-Me-Nots eclipse Alan Clapp and co by about 2 or 3 years, I'd say. Anyway, we heard from the Orange Peels, who were back with a brand new album called Celebrate the Moments of Your Life, and it has everything from slightly proggy kind of sounds through to sort of, I guess, cavernous guitar-y sounds that you'd hear on Cocteau Twins. But that track's a beauty. I really, really like it, called Whenever from the Orange Peels. And we started, as I said, with a group that I really fell in love with in the 80s. And that single that came out in 1985 on the Waterfront imprint, You're an Angel. Just, for me, a classic slice of Sydney rock and roll of that era. Anyway, hope you agreed. Hope you liked it. I want to say something else and I agreed. This is Chimes. And thanks to the Community Radio Network for sending it around the country. Thanks to the mighty 2SER for allowing me to carry on like a lunatic on the UFs. And I'll say g'day to my parents who listen every week. Isn't that nice? Actually, I've just realised it's my mum's birthday today. So I should say a very big happy birthday to you, Elaine. Well, I don't call her that. That's what she's called, but I call her mum. So, Mum, I love you and I wish I was there with you. It's hard being in a lockdown environment where we can't be with each other. But, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. And thank you for listening. We've got time for one more tune. I'm going to play one of her favourite songs, which I probably am surprised as I reflect on this. It's this, well, I remember the first time she heard the Bats many years ago, and I played the song Block of Wood. And I must have been playing a lot of weird music at the time, because both her and my father, who often says, bang a tin and you lot would dance, enjoyed the Bats' Block of Wood, except she called the song, I like that song, Hammer and Nails. The Hammer and the Nail, she used to call it. Anyway, this is not called The Hammer and the Nail. This is called Block of Wood by the Bats. Happy birthday, Mum.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you don't mind letting me indulge myself playing a track from my mum's birthday. But as I said, it's lockdown. We feel distant from those we love. We feel distant from our friends. Don't feel distance from us, because we're here to help you feel happy by playing great music. You heard the track Block of Wood from the Bats as a way of rounding out this edition of Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. Stay safe. Have a great week. Coming up, one of my favourite shows on 2SER, and will certainly make you feel a whole lot better. That's Stuart Coop with Dirt Music.
Would you like Kylie Alder singing on your next single? Due to the COVID-19 lockdown, we've extended our deadline for our Kylie Alder song competition. So if you have a great boogie, soul, funk or disco sounding track, head over to 2scr.com/KylieComp to enter, and you could have your next song pressed to vinyl with Kylie as the vocalist. Brought to you by 2SER, Groove Scooter and APRA AMCOS.